Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big game one tonight. I'm excited about these NBA finals. I think Denver is much better, but I am excited nonetheless because the Heat play with major league heart and grit, and I don't think you can ever just 100% count them out. So I'm hopeful that this will be a good competitive series. But Rob, the Miami Heat are entering this series as the third biggest underdog in the last 20 years. Third biggest underdog in the last 20 years. And I will admit, Rob, they remind me of the 2007 Cavs when they had LeBron James and a bunch of solid, hardworking players, and they stunned the Eastern Conference. And you remember, of course, they shocked a very good Detroit Pistons team, which was always in either the conference finals or the finals those few years before that, won a championship. They were Bad Boys, the remix. And LeBron James went crazy on them as a 22-year-old and got Cleveland to the finals, and then they were just overmatched and got swept by the Spurs. Also, Rob, you may remember this too. I was covering this team, not the beat writer, but I was, you know, backing up, doing sidebars and stuff when the Knicks in 1999, with Jeff Van Gundy as the coach, Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston, Marcus Camby, officially Patrick Ewing, but he was injured, so he didn't play. That team got to the finals. And, you know, again, as the eighth seed, they're the only other eighth seed to reach the finals besides these Miami Heat. And once they get to the finals against the Spurs, same team, right? David Robinson and Tim Duncan this time. They beat the Knicks down, beat them in five. And, you know, the hustle, the heart, the grit, the toughness, the pixie dust, if you will, the kismet, it'll only get you so far. And sometimes you just run up against a better team that just is just as focused and has just as much heart as you. And that's what happened to those two underdogs. And, Rob, I think that could be the case here as well. Why do you think that nobody outside of avid Heat fans believes in the Miami Heat?
It's a couple of reasons. Denver is really good, Chris, and we talked about it. They've been good all year.
Yep.
And they don't play down to the competition. We saw it with the Lakers when they smelled blood. What did they do, Chris? They ended it. They didn't. Yep. They didn't play around. They have a player who won back-to-back MVPs and was in consideration for a third. They're healthy. Mike Malone is a good coach, Chris.
Yep.
I mean, what is it not like about Denver? And that's no disrespect to Miami. And we've seen this act by Miami. They got to the finals before and lost to the Lakers, right? And they've been in the mix the last 4 years. So it's not like, oh, total disrespect. No, we've seen it. They're the little engine that couldn't, Chris. And right. And they can't. That's why people don't. Now, when they win or if they win, that changes everything. But I don't think they're like people want to see it for themselves,
right,
to believe it. That's it. And that they can't change. You can't change anybody's mind. They don't care who you beat on the way there. They beat Giannis and they beat Philly. They don't care. Nobody. I mean, not Philly. Who
else? New York and then Boston.
And then Boston. Right. Nobody cares about that, Chris. They don't.
And look, Rob, as good as those teams were, and we're not going to sit here and create revisionist history. Most people thought Milwaukee was the best team in the NBA. And then when they got eliminated, surprisingly, Boston became the favorite, not only in the East, but to win it all. And so those teams were legit, and the fact that Miami beat them makes them legit.
Right.
But we got to say this. Those teams had weaknesses. Milwaukee, we both love Giannis, arguably the best player in the world. We've been saying he's the best player in the world since he won that championship.
Indeed.
Now it's in doubt. But as great as Giannis is, let's face it, he can't shoot, whether it's free throws or jump shots. And that's a weakness when your best player doesn't really have a go-to move other than let me get to the rim.
Right, and knock you over and dunk on you, yes.
Like it's not getting to the rim like Shaq when he's on the post, you know, posted up and you throw it to him. It's getting to the rim like I got to come in, charge from the perimeter, and, you know, get through the wall you set up. And then after Jrue Holiday, who actually got cooked by Jimmy Butler, they don't have much athleticism on the wing. Rob. It was, you know, it was some Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen. And, I mean, guys that you're just easy to beat on the perimeter. Let's face it, outside of Jrue Holiday. So that was their weakness. Not to mention Giannis missed, what, two games roughly in that series? 2.5 games? And then New York was just a mediocre team. And then Boston, they weren't well coached. Now, Mazzulla's keeping the job fine. He'll learn. He'll grow, I assume. They'll add better coaches to his staff.
And Chris,
but
that's
this
the point.
Year, they weren't well coached.
That's
not
the
in the
point.
Playoffs. And Rob, they lost focus repeatedly. It wasn't just against the Heat. It was versus Atlanta. It was versus
Philadelphia.
It was in the regular season.
We saw it all year. There were games that they gave up at home.
Yep.
We pointed out. Yep. I remember I talked about that Nets game, Chris. That's the Nets minus Durant and Kyrie. Okay, and they came back from, I think it was 28 points in Boston. Like, that is
ridiculous.
Unheard of.
Ridiculous. Even in today's 3-point shooting era, that is ridiculous. And we don't see those same weaknesses in Denver. That's why they we believe they're the best team in the league. Rob, the Lakers found out, right? Lakers faced Memphis first round. Memphis ballyhooed. I picked them. I thought they'd win.
Right.
But you know what? They couldn't shoot. It was get to the rim or bust.
And they couldn't.
And Anthony Davis was a monster defensively. So Chris, that took care of them.
And they turned in two of the worst shooting performances the playoffs have ever seen.
Yep.
Two.
Yep.
Not one. Two.
Yep. Absolutely. And then Golden State, who I liked, I picked. Well, for them, it was the opposite. We going to shoot jumpers all night long. They were getting to the rim and kicking it out all series. Well, we don't have to worry about the post game. We don't have to worry about them attacking us at the rim. Denver, Lakers looked unbeatable, Rob. Then they faced Denver, which, guess what? Can score down low. Jokic will back you in. Hit the mid-range shots with Jokic and Jamal Murray and others.
And Jamal Murray showed them, too, big time.
Oh, he was awesome.
In games, Chris, for them.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No weaknesses. They're not a great defensive team, but they've been good defensively in the playoffs.
It's hard to look at them and go, they can't do this or they can't do that or you can do this against them or you can do that.
Yep.
You can't. And that doesn't mean that they're perfect or they won't lose a game or two, Chris. It's like, can you beat them four times? That's the answer.
Right.
Not can they – they're not going to win every game. Nobody – we're not sitting here telling you that. If they sweep, Chris, I would be like, chock.
If Denver sweeps?
Yeah, I would. If they sweep them. Now, I got them in five.
Respect, that's out of respect for Miami's heart.
Yep.
Because that's how they win. Heart, grit, toughness. They got a great leader in Jimmy Butler. They're a tremendous coach in Eric Spoelstra. But they outwork you. Rob, I think they took Milwaukee and Boston's heart. I mean, I think that after playing them for so many games and they don't give up, they don't quit. Rob G and I were talking earlier. They're like Rocky Balboa. You know, Apollo Creed would be pounding him. And he just kept coming. It's like, my goodness, what do I have to do to knock this dude out? And you get fatigued. That's what happened with Boston. That's what happened with Milwaukee. I don't think that's going to happen with Denver. Because as you say it, Rob, they showed us against the Lakers. Oh, we're focused.
Right.
We're not giving them a game. We don't care if it's LeBron James. We don't care if it's Anthony Davis. LeBron scored 30. We supposed to be shook?
Right.
30 in the first half. We supposed to be shook?
And they could have easily been like, we could go, all right, LeBron's hot. He want to win a game. All right, they win game four in L.A. We'll go home and wrap this up. Nope.
Yep.
Nope. They're not having it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week, we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Mylett or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Obviously, we both have picked Denver, and they are the heavy favorites, as we said at the top of the show. They are the most favorite team, or the third most favorite team, in the last 20 years of the NBA Finals. So this, most people think, is a lopsided matchup. But let me ask you this. If Denver loses, obviously, and Miami wins, is it a bigger win for – what's bigger? The win for Jimmy Butler or the loss for Jokic? You know what I mean? In terms of impacting their, at least their current legacy and changing things for either one of them.
I think this is easy. Jimmy Butler. Because this would be the little engine that got it done.
Yep.
And to overcome, Chris, what the Joker and the Nuggets present, and to win a championship out of nowhere, basically. AC. No AC that's ever won.
Right. There's only been one that got there.
Right.
Like, other than the Heat. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the part. Didn't the Knicks get there on AC?
That's the other AC. The Knicks and the Heat.
I remember that in 1999, right? Was that it?
Yep. I was at that series, and it wasn't much of a series. I think it was five.
Right.
Five games, yeah.
But they beat Miami, if you remember, Chris, in the first round. Remember that? Allen Houston. It hit. That was a number one seed against an eight, and Allen Houston hit the game winning shot close to the buzzer. Wasn't exactly at the buzzer.
Yeah,
but anyway, my point is, there's just so many things, and if Jimmy Butler was able to get this done, it would elevate him to an even higher level from the standpoint that, you know, oh, he's got a good team, Jimmy playoffs and Jimmy buckets and in the playoffs and all that, but he never won. You know, like that, right, that would be right, the hook on him. Oh, he's got some great runs, but he never won. But if he were to win here, it would be huge.
I agree with you. It would be bigger for Butler. Now, look, it would be a sizable hit for Jokic, because right now it seems like most people, at least on television, Rob, most analysts are referring to him as either the best player in the world or arguably the best player in the world. That might stop if they lose this series and he doesn't play well. So there's that. But he's only 28 years old, Rob. The team, he's going to play for a long time. He will have many more chances. I'm not saying he would definitely win a championship, right? It's not easy to do, but he's not at the end. This is not his last hurrah. And so I think that would have to be taken into consideration. Look, we look at Kevin Durant's first finals, loss. We look at LeBron James' first finals, bad loss. They got swept. But second finals, when they really should have won with D-Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami, and LeBron didn't play well at all and largely cost them that series. But yet he was able to come back and still win four championships. So I think some of that would, you know, be the thought process that people would have as far as Jokic goes. But to your point, it would be astronomical for Jimmy Butler. I've said it. I think he's building a Hall of Fame resume. I think he's already in, Rob, now with what he's done. And certainly a championship would seal the deal. But beyond that, Rob, tell me what you think of this. I actually think that Jimmy Butler would become one of the faces of the NBA. Because let's look at it. The two faces of the league right now are LeBron and Steph. We know that. But they're older. We know LeBron is 38 and Steph is 35. Jimmy's not a young spring chicken, but he's only 33. And then the two best players in the world, Jokic and Giannis, they don't want it. They don't want to be the face of the league. They'll be among the faces, but they really don't want that, you know, just to do that. That's not necessarily their personality. Jokic more than Giannis. And then, Rob, the others, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Luka Doncic, Joel Embiid, they're all coming off bad losses. Jason Tatum, throw him in there. Like, they're coming off bad playoff losses. So for now, Jimmy Butler, Rob, he already has the commercials, right? We see him in the commercials. He has a great story, a real hard luck story, and he's come from some real tough circumstances. He's got some charisma with his big face coffee and all of that. He's playing in a good
movies,
market,
right,
Miami.
Chris? And movies.
Was he in a movie? I didn't see it if he was in one.
He's been in a few movies.
Okay. Rob G will come on.
Rob G knows all the movies. Right.
The biggest one, he was in Office Christmas Party. He has a role in that one, and he's done cameos in a lot of TV shows as well. He speaks. He has as many lines as Chris Broussard did in that one teenage flick.
Hold on. I had a good 4-minute stint where it was just me and the other star.
But you know that the other star. But Chris, you didn't even come off as like credible as a reporter in that movie. I'm just saying, it wasn't credible.
No, my wife is like, look, if you couldn't play that role,
right,
you're playing yourself.
Exactly.
No, but you see what I'm saying, Rob? Do you agree? Like, I think he would become one of the faces and one of, you know, NBA players are, you know, they get commercials. And I think he would be one of those main faces.
As long as he keeps the dreads out. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I like this look better than the long braids extensions that he had in the beginning of the year. You know, for his team photo. I guess he was doing it for the team photo.
That was a little bit too much, right?
You used to get ready for the school picture.
Yes.
I guess that's how he took it. but yeah, I think that would be the case for him, Rob.
Yeah, it would elevate him. I don't know about where he fit in. And
yeah, I'm not saying the face at all.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Like I don't know, you know, as long as LeBron and those other guys are still playing,
right,
people would look to them first. But it would definitely elevate him. And then, Chris, you know, you're saying he's already in the Hall of Fame. I'm not there, but I think he would be if he were able to win a championship. I think then he would be cemented without question.
No doubt. No doubt. And I think when I say Hall of Fame, I mean, look, he's accomplished more as far as accolades than a lot of guys that are in the Hall of Fame. Reggie Miller, you look at all NBA teams, all-star teams, all defensive teams, things like that, and he's ahead of Reggie. And not just Reggie, but Reggie's one of, you know, several that he's accomplished more than, but neither of them got a championship at this point. But if he gets one, yeah, I think that would obviously seal the deal. Rob, also, this would be one of the, like, with all due respect to his teammates, and I like that he said, Rob, I don't call them role players. I call them my teammates. That's cool. I really like that. But we're not on the Heat. We can call them what they're role
players. Exactly, because
they're
role players.
Right. But you would have to go think long and hard, Rob, to find a guy that led a team to a championship with such a nondescript supporting cast. And I say that respectfully because these guys have earned my respect. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Bam Adebayo was a late lottery pick. He's a 14th pick in the draft. He's a very good player. He's made a couple of all-star teams. Kevin Love's older, was great at one point, very, you know, older at the end of his career now. But let's just keep it real. He doesn't have what you would call a championship supporting cast. And Rob, I mean, I think you have to go all the way back to as far as somebody that won the championship. Now, there have been, LeBron's gotten there with a cast that you might compare to this. But as far as winning a championship, you'd have to look at Hakeem Olajuwon in 94. Before Drexler got there in 95, you go back to maybe Rick Barry. For our old heads out there, 1975, right? Rick Barry averaged 30 points that year. His second highest scoring teammate was 14 points a game.
Wow.
Now, but that was when the ABA was in existence, which Barry had played in before going to Golden State. And so a lot of the best players in the world were in the ABA. So this would be a historic achievement in turn. I'm not trying to make this to say Jimmy Butler's better than the guys that won it with more talent around him. I'm not saying that at all. But to carry this team to a championship, Rob, that would be incredibly impressive. And to go through Giannis, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown, and then Jokic to do it, that's a heck of an accomplishment.
It would be. And I think people would give him a lot of love and respect. They already like what he's been able to do, and they love the idea, Chris, that he's doing it and he elevates come postseason time.
No,
like that.
Doubt.
That's much, the part, yes, that, right, people can look at and go, man, like playoff Jimmy is a real thing. It's, yep, no hype. This guy is able to elevate and make it happen for his team when everything matters. I must.
Which you'd much rather than it be the other way around. A James Harden. It's like the opposite of James Harden.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Rob. Ja Morant. Rob G., give us the latest on this situation with Ja Morant.
Yeah, the scuttlebutt.
Yeah, if you guys missed any of Steve DeSager's update, this is what's going on. Ja Morant, Adam Silver addressed his situation briefly before the start of game one, and he suggests that they have uncovered a fair amount of additional information, and they will be announcing a punishment after the NBA Finals, because he doesn't want to distract from what's going on between Denver and Miami.
So it wasn't even like we'll have our findings. He's saying it's a punishment.
Yes, they already have it. And this quote might be the most damning one of all. He was asked by a reporter if they think that, you know, a firm, lengthy suspension might be enough to get him to Ja Morant to change his ways, so to speak. And Adam Silver responded, quote, "I don't think we know yet what it will take to change his behavior."
Well, you say that because, I mean, you talked with him. He was suspended. I know it wasn't. It was a slap on the wrist. Let's keep it real.
Right.
But it was.
But they thought that they did the right thing, Chris, right. and that he would.
You gave him a chance, and you sat him down and talked to him. He got a lot of public criticism, right? And I'm sure, Rob, Nike, which had just given him his own shoe, he had commercials out. I'm sure they had some type of discussion with him. I don't think they came down on him hard, but I'm sure they were like, look, Ja, this stuff doesn't
look good for us. We can't do this.
Right. And still, so I get where Adam Silver's coming from. And my concern right now, Rob, is, well, it's for Ja Morant. And obviously, you don't want him to hurt anyone else either. But it's for his safety and his well-being. And I do think that him having some, what do we talk about all the time, right? We've said it, punishment, discipline, part of the reason you have it is to deter people,
right? That's the plan,
that person,
right,
or other people from doing it again,
right? Because when somebody gets stopped for speeding, and Chris, and you tell your friends, I got a $250 ticket, do you know what I mean? Like that's supposed to stop you from doing it again. You don't want to give up. And then your friends hear and be like, oh, my God, I'm not paying no $250. Yep. That's the point of it.
Right. So, I think that's what you give a try to. Rob G, you may know this. You're in the whole social. You're into that young social.
You're a young kid with nothing to do and just
exactly. You're on
reading
your phone
everything.
All day.
Exactly.
I saw something. I don't know if it's true. So you may not know either. That's my disclaimer. I have no idea if this is true. But I saw something that Ja, did he stop following his, what, quote unquote, best friend, Devontae Pack, on social media? I read that somewhere.
I did not see that, but I did see several columns, ESPN, CBS, Fox Sports, saying one of the first steps he has to do is to unfollow Pac, because he seems to be at the center of a lot of these situations that Ja's been a part of.
And they actually said unfollow him, not just stop hanging around
with
him or whatever.
No, they said period. He needs to stop being around him. You know, the Instagram video was with Pac. The Indiana Pacers incident with the laser was with Pac. The near fight with Shannon Sharp, Pac was involved in that one as well. So, he's a bad influence.
I mean, come on, man. If you care about Ja Morant, and I get it, they're two young men. I'm not talking about, you don't always think about this stuff, but if this dude is really your boy, Rob, then why are you putting him in these situations?
And Chris, you're
and
right.
And I'm not trying to take away the responsibility of Ja, but he did unfollow.
Yeah, you're right on that.
Okay.
Whatever you read was right. But I will say, Chris, you know, logically, what you're saying makes sense. You're a friend. Your guys made it big in life. And you know, you're friends from childhood when you didn't have two nickels to rub together. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be – the money's not supposed to be like that. Like, it's just not – but you're supposed to have his back and not make him look bad and not – have things go bad, you know, in your presence. That's what a friend does. That's the part that's just scary and doesn't make any sense to me. Like you want your guy for something bad to happen, right?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
No, and I think too, Robin. Look, we've seen quote unquote what they used to call entourages. Remember, for decades now, and I've always said I thought that LeBron James has really put together what should be a blueprint for these quote-unquote entourages, where you got guys that you were great friends with in high school, maybe growing up your whole life, and, you know, you hit it big, and you want them with you, enjoying the experience with you, hanging out with you, kicking it. But I think as you're doing that, Rob, I would suggest that you put your friends in position to, like, do something for themselves. And, I mean, and you demand it, too. Like, you know, they have to carry their weight, so to speak.
Chris, you can't.
Because you're carrying all the weight, right? I'm the one paying all the bills. You get yourself in position where you can thrive on your own. Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, They're when LeBron retires, they're going to still be doing their thing, and they're going to be fine.
Well,
and I remember talking, and after this, Rob, I'll hand it over to you. I was talking to a player once, or a friend, a best friend of a, he was a star player. I mean, he wasn't like a Hall of Famer, but he was a guy that made a couple All-Star teams. Was a really good player. And his best friend, they'd grown up together since high school. Neither of them, the father was in the picture, in not neither of their lives. And I asked him, why aren't you out, you know, living in so-and-so, such and such a city with so-and-so and kicking it with him and all. He was like, man, I got to be my own man. Like, I can't be my own man just following this dude around. You know?
No.
He was like, I got to be a responsible adult. And I respected that. And I feel that same way. But you know what I'm saying, Rob? Like, make Devontae Pack do something productive for you.
There's no doubt about it. And that my issue and what I was trying to get in is that you can't take care of grown people, Chris.
Thank you.
Hello, is this mic on? You can't. You can't be buying a grown man sneakers and drinks and
Well, you know that happens all the time.
I know, Chris.
Right.
But it's ridiculous. You're a grown man. I'm not taking care of you. If you're my guy and I get tickets and I'm gonna take you out, you know, hey, let's go to the game.
Right.
Whatever. But you're not gonna follow me around the country and me pick up every tab. And every
right.
time I
I'm
go
close in the hotel.
And every time I go clothes shopping, I gotta buy your stuff yep. that you pick out.
Or car shopping.
Right.
We've heard stories. Car shopping. Oh, you want one? Oh, yo, can you get me, man? That's dope. Let me get one of them. You know, that
Can't
type
do it.
Of stuff.
Can't do it.
And Rob, look, I didn't grow up in the hood. You know, so I had friends, obviously. But if I had become a pro athlete, there was no thought of I'm carrying old boy with me and I'm basically supporting him. You know what I'm saying? If one of them would have came with me, they would have been doing something. What about you? Was there any, I mean, if you had made it as a Major League Baseball player, were you going to bring a bunch of your boys along?
No, it wouldn't have been.
And just let them hang around?
Right. No, it would have never been of that ilk. And that's the biggest thing, Chris. That's not what you're trying to do. It would be more like trying to, you know, help them. And LeBron's a unique guy. Like, everybody can't do what LeBron
did. And his guys,
okay?
Are, right. Everybody right. can't be a Rich Paul. They had real
right.
drive and they're intelligent.
There ain't no way everybody going to go to the league and get their guys
right.
to
but
be
But you
a,
can do
that.
Something.
No, I'm not saying. I agree with that. I'm just saying, like, of that magnitude
right.
to do that, everybody does that. That's not possible. But you can't take care of grown people. And I think that's
right.
the biggest response.
I've often thought, Rob, why not? I mean, really, if you taking care of this dude financially, why don't you send him to college?
Chris, I got
it. I mean, if you really want to, you know, help him out, maybe he's down on his luck, right? You know, he doesn't have a ton going for him. Maybe he wasn't a good student and all that. You could send him to college, though.
Chris, can I say this?
Then he could come work for you when he's got some skills.
Let me say this to you. I've said this for the last 25 years. For real. I'm not even kidding you. And a lot of people think it's crazy. I've been saying for the last 25 years, Chris, that nonviolent, like criminals or people who, you know, have gotten into trouble with the law, should be sent to like college instead of prison. Like I'm going to send you, Chris, what the cost to send people to jail?
Oh, it's way more.
Way more. Yep. If I send you to,
yep.
and you got to go
a
to
college. You can send them to a good college.
Do you see what I'm saying, Chris?
With
like,
the cost.
I'm talking about nonviolent. Nonviolent. I'm not talking about people
right.
kill people and all that. But people
well,
got in trouble and say yep. to make them, because what you want to do is make them be viable in society so that they can have a role and they can be a provider, Chris, and they can earn a living and take care of their family. Going to prison is not a you
sometimes
get a mark
you come
on your
out
thing.
As a better criminal,
right? And you can't get a job. You never right. so you're right. you're pushed to doing the stuff on the street because you can't make a living. I'm just saying.
It's interesting, but I mean, look, a lot of people would say that's not fair because obviously none of us, the law abiding citizens. Aren't going to college
I get that,
for
but,
free.
I get that, but we pay for them, though. What we do is we wind up paying anyway.
Well, that's why what I would suggest is fix up the prison. They don't have to be these dungeons that they are in a lot of cases. I'm not saying they have to be as beautiful as your typical college campus, but you can fix them up to some degree and then not just have courses because they have a lot of courses in a lot of them now. But, I mean, it's like a college experience to some degree. You see what I'm saying, Rob?
Right.
Like, maybe it's even co-ed. Like you said, for a certain level of crime.
Right, right.
I'm not talking about murderers and things like that.
I'm not talking about
that. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I wouldn't just send them to the typical colleges that, you know, people go to for free. But you could certainly upgrade the prisons and because the recidivism rate is astronomical. So to your point, you know, but I think there's a reason for that. I don't know that they, you know, I think that's all part of the plan, the private prisons and all that stuff. So I think there's some deeper stuff there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.